Son, so we can come into the, we can join air with you, Father. Join air with Christ. Jesus, so are we in this world. We thank you, Father. Jesus has done his work, but we are not done our work. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us, Lord. We can see ourselves as Jesus on earth. He only did what he saw you doing, Father. We want the same way, Father. We want to honor, we want to serve your heart, Father. It is our will, our desire. Father, we thank you. Help us, Holy Spirit. We trust in you. We trust in your ability, Holy Spirit, to help us daily. We want to live the gospel. Yes, Lord. As Paul said, the gospel of Christ, it is the power of God. It is the power of God unto salvation to every, only to everyone who believes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you. The power in the good news of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We honor you, Father. We say yes to live the gospel. We say yes to Holy Spirit. We say yes to your Holy Spirit. Take us higher. Paul's many times, Paul quoted, he said, you are God of hope. You God of peace. You God of joy. Yes, you are God of all comfort, Father. But he's done his course, but now is our time, Father. Help us. Hallelujah. So we can continue to write the book of Acts. Father, I believe the day to come, we are not only come here to hear the word, but we're going to demonstration of your power, Father. Yes, we're going to do the healing. We can dry out demons, Lord. I really believe the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I really believe that we are coming the time that the gospel about to release on earth like we've never seen before. To me, when I study through history, I look back in the churches and look back even from Genesis. So everything looked like come to the point that we are about to tap into. Because look at right now that when you're talking about Jesus, no one wants to listen. Even the people of God, and they don't want to listen. Oh, I don't believe in that. Oh, I don't believe in that. It's in the Bible. It's like, oh, the pastor lay hand. It's like, how you can lay hand on the sick? I said, Jesus says, who believe in me will lay hand on the sick.
Yes.
Philip didn't have a pastor. Philip in the Bible. I mean, he lay hand on the sick, people get healed. He prayed the kingdom of God. We can read the book of Acts. And I really believe that we are in the time of really close getting to the place. What Joel was talking about, Joel chapter 2, like he can release the glory of God, the Holy Spirit, and we can't but just do it. Right now, I see as a whole, children of God has too much knowledge. Too much knowledge. We need to reduce our knowledge. We need to reduce it. We just believe what the word says. Too much knowledge because we keep debating our doctrine. I don't believe in that. Oh, I don't believe that. But when I believe that when we yield to when the time of Holy Spirit will work in us, just like Jeremiah said, I can't but speak, but it's like burning fire in his bone. I really believe that we all tap into the time. But in the meantime, I think we need to prepare. We need to prepare. So I like when Ernestine talking about the gospel of Christ, it truly a power. It's too good to be true. I found myself too good to be true because it does not work with people who have who want to have more knowledge, but people who want to just believe. And I found myself, I'm easy to believe because I don't have much knowledge. I'm not high education. Is that helped me? I saw when I look through the life of Gideon, I don't see any knowledge in him. He may not have five grade five education, maybe not 12 grade education, or even I mean, John and Peter, we all know that they are uneducated, but look at what they've done.
Yeah.
You know. So, and also David, I don't believe that he's a musician, but you know, God gave him grace of music. And I see we see all that through because they rely on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I think time for us right now to learn, rely on the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So in the meantime, I think before we get into that point, I believe one day I will go from church to church. I'm not just sharing the gospel, but going to be demonstration of the power of Holy Spirit. Because Paul said that the thing that he's sharing is not about word, right? The kingdom of God is not word, but in power and demonstration of Holy Spirit, so that our faith should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe it was 4 and 5. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. So this morning, I want to share how we can live in peace with any circumstance. I think if we don't understand God, it's hard to live in peace. When you look around, when you listen to all the news, all the things that we are, but it's about, I believe it about worse before it get better. So I believe that the Lord is one prepare us so we can live free from any kind of circumstance, whether financially, whether health, whether concerning how I'm going to live, what I'm going to eat. So we're just like, okay, Lord, I trust you. Just like I remember when I was in forest, in jungle, when I was trying to escape Vietnam. So I knew in my heart that I would not die because lack of food. Now, we didn't have food. I just ate leaves from the trees a while. But somehow in my heart, I was convinced, just like Abraham, I'm fully persuaded. He's going to take care of me regardless of what I'm facing right now, regardless what situation I am going through right now, whether like what the need, maybe what the case, maybe legal battle, whatever it is. I believe that when we come to that point and we are free, the peace of God that rule in our heart to the place that we can hear him. That's what the Bible tells us, that we still know that he's God. But sometimes we don't steal because we don't exalt him as a God. We are God of ourselves sometimes. Or sometimes we trust, oh, I have this job and now the job is gone. You've been trusted. Oh, I've been trusted like my case. I was trusting the food and put it in my bag. And now it's gone. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I just feel that I knew when I pray. I believe that when I pray, that's my prayer. Mark 11, 24, so what things soever you desire, not what you need, what you desire, you believe you receive it. I just believe that I'm not going to die lack of food. He's going to supply my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, I didn't know the Lord back then. I just believe that he's heard my prayer. That's what. But when I come to U.S., and I face a lot of more challenges in U.S., and I'll tell you this, I remind myself that my mind stay open. My mind, I trusted that. He is the Lord that brought me to this nation. Yeah. If he did not let me die in the jungle and forest, the tiger and all stuff that I've been through, all the soldiers that come against me, all the corner, Paul's need the death, need the life, or whatever come against us, because God is with us. Paul understood that, and he didn't care. He said, even though he said, I carried that die thing in my mind all the time. Who cares? He said, if I die, I be with the Lord. It's much better. I think we ought to carry that kind of mentality if we want to have peace and joy in this life, because when you look around, it's not really, if we have to wait until that we can have like, okay, have all things together so we can enjoy it. But I believe we need to enjoy the ride instead of the destination. So let's open with me in Isaiah, of course, right? I'm going to read in the Amplified Bible, chapter 26, verse 3. This is the promise that God has given children of Israel. Not many of them experience it. And like we today, not many of us experience the peace of God. Paul of God, God of peace, God of hope. And Romans chapter 15, I love when Paul said, now the God of hope, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and what? And peace. Paul always said, God of hope, God of peace, God of joy, God of hope will fill you all joy and peace in believing. Why? So we need in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, only Holy Spirit can give us the hope, the joy, because the grace of God with our Holy Spirit illuminate our heart, show us that we can't really comprehend. A human nature don't understand the righteousness of God. We are about, as children of Israel, they are established their own righteousness. not submitting to the righteousness of God. So therefore, Paul said, I know they have a yield for God. I know they want it. They want to experience, but they're trying to do their own thing. It's not submitting to the power of the Holy Spirit revealed to them. And then Paul said, verse 17, we were talking about verse 16, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he said, talking about, and then verse 17, in this, in the gospel, in the good news, the righteousness of God is revealed. So only through we recognize what is goodness, Jesus died for us. We don't deserve it. We have it. But basically, just like my case, I come to a country that I have everything here. Prepare for me. I remember when I was in Vietnam, when I escaped 2004, I bought the house 2004, the house that God showed me, that's how it's meant for me. It built 2004. When the time God asked me to buy, it's time for you to search for the house, buy a house. I didn't have money to buy a house. I said, it's time. I said, where's the house? He said, North Raleigh. He showed me the house, the location first, North Raleigh. And then I said, what is zip code? He said, 27616. And I said, how about structure, whether like one story or two? He showed me the picture of the house, two-story house, and the main door facing the sun in the morning. When I got there in the morning, the sun gonna be right facing the door. So when I saw that house, that's it. We haven't done the paperwork and everything yet. That's it. So when the Lord wants us to know him to the point that we can see him as children of God, so to speak. So that's prepare for me before I come to you. So before we were born, he already prepared for the time that we are living right now. We are about to entering the wealth transfer. We've been talking about, you heard about the prophet these days talking about. I suggest you listen to some prophet online. Like some people that you know, Pastor Ernestine can have, or Robert can have. God showed me a little bit glimpses of the thing about to happen. That's why the Lord wants us to live in peace, regardless of going on. Don't watch too much news, okay? But you can watch news to know what's going on right now, but don't like focus too much, so to speak. So, because God about to do something in the church that we've never heard before. So I'm so excited. I saw this thing. I'm doing nails. I'm working every day, but my mind, I'm seeing something crazy. It's crazy. You know, when you spend time with the Lord and the Lord just give you something and you're just so excited. I mean, when you look at outside, like, let me give you, I will go back to the verse. Let me give you a glimpse. Like when the Lord asked me to expand the business, okay, this was when I signed the lease, this was in June this year. I was signed the list. That night I couldn't sleep it. Because what? God showed me already been completed. It's crazy. They say, honey, what going on with you? Are you worried? Or why you can't sleep? Because, you know, she knows. She noticed that I was up in the girl's bathroom, come back, and couldn't sleep it. I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. She didn't know. I said, I'm so excited. I saw. She said, saw what? I said, saw the shop already done. Now, we didn't know how we're going to lay out, how much going to cost. We're not started yet. I just signed the lease. So God gave me grace to see that. So that's the same thing with the kingdom of God. What is he doing right now? He's giving me grace. So right now, the construction almost done. It's supposed to be the end of this year. And like today, the floor already done. They just started last month. He said, maybe the end of this year. Now, don't expect anything. I said, I'm not expecting anything. I believe God give me favor with him. I believe so. I keep speaking. I believe, therefore I speak. We have to speak the things, speed it up with our word, up our mouth, because we are the children of God. So go back this. I believe we are about to face something challenge in our life, whether disease, another disease coming. I don't know. But one thing I do know, something about to take place, going to be crazy. So I want to share other message, but this message keep going back to me. One message I want to share. One night I was dreaming about it. It's not relevant. He said, it's not relevant this time. So I believe that he wants us to prepare what's going to take place. Maybe within from today to this year, the end of this year, or a few months of next year. So he wants us to be prepared because God is with us. Okay. Remember, he's with us. He's our Father. All he has for us is good. Regardless, he make all things work together for our good. Remember that he is God. Okay, let's read. I read in Isaiah, 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace. This is in Amplified Bible. Purpose: the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused in you, and both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. So Isaiah, when you go back in King James Version, says that you will give him perfect peace whose mind stay upon you because he trusts you. Two things we need to do in order for us to have peace in this verse and many other places written. The first, we need to focus on him instead of like what job I'm going to have. Oh, I'm going to lose my job. Whether you lose your job, whether you don't have anything, whether can be any kind of situation. But when we focus on him, he is our source. We need, before we can focus on him, we need to know he's a good God, right? He's good God, a good father. Just David said that. He's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him, I trust. We need to come to our personal level of trusting him as he is a good father. So we know that John, I love John when he said, God is love, because God gave him revelation. He know God is love. That's only he knew. Therefore, we see John, God has given him revelation in the beginning, right? And Moses, God only given him when the creation created. When in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. But in John, I love John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then he wrote Revelation. He said, behold, Jesus coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his will. You see, from the very beginning, and also when Jesus will return. You see that how deep revelation God has given, because John understood that God is love. So he didn't care whether he died, he didn't care people put him in the island. It doesn't matter, because he know that God is with him. God love him. But like as a father, I love my kid. I can give her. I mean, Jesus, I go with daddy. Daddy got money, man. Daddy, my dad got money. Go with mommy. She didn't get much thing. Go with daddy. Daddy gave me everything I wanted. I mean, not everything, like something I can afford, you know. As a father, I understood that. That's how God loved us. He wanted to take care. He wanted to fulfill our need. I mean, if every time that my daughter did what I said, I said, honey, how much is this cost? I said, don't worry about the price. We paid it. We get it. You know, if I'm an ugly father, Jesus said that you are a wicked father, right? Know how to give good things to your children. We imagine how much our Heavenly Father loves us. He wants to love us. This time, I believe that the time that we can prepare our heart, because maybe well trained for tomorrow. The thing, good thing can happen to children of God. I really believe that we are living the day that everything, good thing can happen. Because online, I don't want to say a lot of other things. As a Christian, we face a lot of things. We face a lot of things, but this time it's God going to use all things that work together, can be against us, going to be for us, for the children of God. Because God wants to show the world that we are children of God. We're supposed to have more things in the world, okay? But many children of God right now, the thing's been like, they've been obsessed by the thing instead of free from thing. We got to be free from money. We got to free from material thing, so the blessing of God can come to us, because the blessing come to us so we can be a blessing to others. That the purpose of blessing, not that, okay, have all you can, all you can sit on your can, all enjoy it by yourself. That's not the thing. A lot of children of God, I have a Christian, they talk about the Lord all day long. And when I call them, this is going to cost $5-6. They, oh my goodness, they turn around, they yell at me. Why are you charging so much, man? They are not free from money. You can never have more money if you're not free from money. We have to free from money so God can bless us. So we can, like, let's say you can give to $1,000, $2,000 without question. That's when you're free from money. If you want to know when you're free from money, let's say you have 500, give 300 away. If you go home, can sleep well, that's when you're free from money. Or you even give $100 away in your pocket. That's how you test yourself. Yes. Yeah, that's how you face it. So if we're free from things, we're free from money. So money and things will come to you, to come to me. Yes. I saw the Lord show me that. Yes. So free from glory, whether people give you recognition or they don't, that means you're free from glory. So when you're free from glory, you're free from money, if you're free from things, things will come to you. Because God look in your heart. He can trust you. He can trust you. He can trust you. He can trust through you. First, you got to trust us, and then through us. Yes, yes. I thank God, my wife and me, like the Lord taught us. I just kept, I would say the grace God gave me free from money and glory. I don't care if people call them this or that, or I don't care whether I have $1 in my pocket, I have $1,000, I will give it away. One time I gave to the Lord all my account. I'm not saying that to break myself pride. I just thank God the freedom that he gave me, the grace that he gave me. The grace he gave me, I'm not bound by money. Like grandma, she just went to Vietnam to get her teeth. That's a lot of money for us. You know, $5,000-$6,000. I say, okay, grandma, go get it. I want you to get the best service over there. And she get it done. She said, return and wait. So he said, I have beautiful teeth. I say, awesome. The Lord bless you. Remember, the Lord bless me. He just used us to bless you. It's not about me. It's not about Daisy. No. No, I don't take that credit for myself. I don't take credit that for. I told my wife the same way. God just bless us because he loves you. He wants you to understand how much he cares for you. In your teeth, he cares for you. And he sends, he got somebody's gold, good technique or good, all the good stuff that they all with technology these days. I mean, they're able to make her teeth 1 month in Vietnam. I doubt it. Would you do 10 dentures? Going to be a lot of time, 6 months, maybe even more. In Vietnam, they just like, they work hard, man. They just get it done. Like, get it done. Okay. She said, I don't have much time. How much time? We can try the best we can to get her done in 1 month. Oh my goodness. The thing about all about God want us to prepare. If we're not prepared, because the thing going to come to us, against us, when we lose our business, when we lose our work, when we lose our job, what are we going to do? We're fearful. Doesn't mean we are not free. We need to be free from anything. The Lord wants to deliver us in everything that grip us. Just we look back the life of Abraham. Abraham, he knew he went to the country. He didn't know where it's going to, right? And let's read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15. Let's go look at scripture. I don't want to say, oh, brother, yet you just said it's not written. It is written. It is written. If he would mindful or he would thinking or he focused on the thing, the country that he had left, he has opportunity to return, right? He has opportunity. Every time we think about something that we have opportunity to return, but he never think about it. If we don't think about it, we'll not attempt to. If we don't think about it, if we don't focus, we will not attempt to. So the Lord wants us to free from the thing that of this world grip us, because the devil used things to control us. When we focus on the thing of this world, can be my job. Yes, I work every day, but I don't trust in my job. I trust he's my provider. Yeah. I do my thing every day, yes, but my trust in him is not how much, whether I have one day, have one customer or 10 customers, 100 customers, are gonna be the same way. Whether Daisy, one day we have too much customers. We only two of us couldn't take care. I shared it last time. I said, honey, why don't we sell the shop? And because we're trying to find the right one to work with us. There's people, they don't have good skill. They don't know what they're doing, but they want paid like this. The skill right here. I can't accept that. I said, no, God is righteous. We can't just like promote someone who's not doing righteous thing. If their skill is not there, I can't promote them. If they leave, let them leave. Okay. And she said, why don't we sell it? Too frustrated. I don't have any frustration. This is God giving us. Imagine we got nothing. God giving us, he trusts us. If we cannot be trusted small thing, you think that God can trust us bigger thing? No. If God given us, he the one started, and he the one started good work in us, he going to finish it. Yes. We got to trust in the process, so to speak. Regardless what situation we're going through, God wants us to live in peace and said, honey, the peace of God, let the peace of God continue rule in our heart. Every decision we made, let the peace. That Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, you guys can write that down, look that up. So God wants his peace to be ruled in our heart. Because that's the freedom that he wanted to live. When we live in peace, we start to hear his voice. It's crazy. We start to hear his voice. The reason we can't hear his voice sometimes, we can't relax. We worry. Why worry come? Because, you know, Matthew knows. He used to work tackle it. He got money. He said, when he wrote about Jesus, only him stated worry, 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 what you eat, what you, Gentiles eating all this thing. But God, no, he said, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else is taken care of. Now. And he wrote Matthew, when Jesus was preaching, he recorded Jesus preaching in Matthew chapter 11. He said, Matthew, let's read Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. All right, this Matthew was recorded about Jesus was talking to people, and they were fear, they were worried, and come unto me, all you labor and heavy burden, I will give you rest. Only in the Lord we will have rest. Only in the Lord we will have refuge, we will trust. Because if we trust in other things and more than we trust in God, we'll trouble when the thing we trust, it fail. Some people trust in, you know, their insurance gone. What are you going to do? One of my guy, he said, I've been trusting insurance. I'm afraid if I lose insurance, I will go to the hospital. I don't have anything to pay. I said, you're trusting your insurance more than trusting Jesus. He just like, his eyes like this big. He never think about it. He never thought about it. I said, you're trusting your insurance more. Now he and I, we come to the point that he understood gospel. I can share with him. I said, oh, brother, you are right. I'm trusting my insurance more than trusting God. You might heal them. And guess what? He didn't have insurance right now. He said, I trust in God. Whether I die, I go to heaven. But I'm not saying that he doesn't need insurance, but he can have insurance. But his trust now is no longer in insurance. His trust, he used to trust in his job. He said, I don't have job. What I'm going to do? I never have job. Never had take one day of vacation. He trusted in his job. But when he understood the gospel, he freed from his job. He took 7 days vacation, the first time 20 years in America. How about that? So when we're free from our job, whatever, we can enjoy the true freedom of God. The Lord told me many times, he said, stand fast in the liberty by which Christ made you free. That's the word that he spoke to me in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. He says, stand fast. It's the reason if you don't stand fast, you will lose your liberty. We can lose our liberty. We can be fearful. We can be worried. And when we worry, we can have peace. When we can't have peace, guess what? The doctor said that you can have all kind of this imbalance stuff going on in your body, and then sickness started coming and all kind of. We know that that's the tactic of the enemy. That's the only thing I believe the Lord showed me this about the attack the devil. If devil, okay, can steal your peace, he got you. Damn. If devil can steal your peace, if he can steal your peace, if he can steal your joy, if he can steal your hope, that's it. That's it. He got you. Make us worry. And when we worry, and Jesus said, you worry, add anything into your life, nothing good but bad. Worry. So if he can steal our peace, our joy, our hope, because the gospel, it produces peace, produces hope, produces love, produces joy, produces good thing, right? The good news, that means good stuff, produce good thing. Right. Yeah. If we believe the gospel, we believe the gospel, we should expect we have peace, right? The fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? The fruit of the Holy Spirit, we're supposed to have peace, supposed to have joy, supposed to have love, supposed to have forgiveness. That is the gospel. So the good thing that God has given us, the grace of God started manifesting in our life. Yeah. So the Lord wants us to continue guard our heart, because the peace can be stolen from us. The devil doesn't want us to have peace, because the more we have peace, we can tap into this, we can access into the grace of God. I love in Romans chapter 5. Let open it. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. This is Paul talking about how we can access the grace of God. The grace of God can be anything. The grace can be multiplied. Also, our peace can be multiplied. I love it. This portion. The word therefore, if we look back in verse chapter 4. So therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom? By through Jesus Christ, we can have access, okay? By faith into this grace where we stand and rejoice in hope of glory. So we can access in the grace. The grace can be any area of our life. What we need, God will give us grace, right? God give more grace to humble. If we need more peace, Lord, I need more peace. help me so I can access or I can live in peace. Because the truth is the peace already in us, in our spirit. In our spirit, we have peace, we have joy. But how we transfer from our spirit to our physical or our mind, our soul, that's, I think, part we need to renew our mind. So how we do that? By trusting God. Trusting him regardless, like my job, regardless next year, or regardless, you know, like children right now, people who have children, like, oh my goodness, what my children, how my children gonna live? Look at all the killing, all the, that's it for the world, right? We have protection from the Lord. God promised us our children is mighty in this land.
Yeah.
We have to know the word. We have to know our God. That's in Psalm 112, if you can write down. So the children, our children are the seed of righteousness, right? The seed of righteousness flourish. We are righteousness. Our seed is mighty in this land. We can continue to speak to our children. That's when we exercise our right. So I maybe one day I do bodily exercise the prophet a little, but spiritually exercise prophet unto all. So that means we need to exercise our right. Right, as American, we exercise all right. So we're going to vote, doing something. That's all right. So we go to work. We receive a benefit that we exercise all right. So in spiritual world, we do the same thing. The Lord expects us to exercise all right. That's written, I believe, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Bodily exercise profit a little, but spiritually exercise profit unto all things. So God wants us to exercise. So like, let's say I'm fearful. This is one of the things that I exercise. So how we can stay maintaining our peace. There's time they will attack me. There's just certain images come to me, like just like out of nowhere. I mean, attack me, come to the point I got depressed. Just like maybe a few minutes, I got fearful. It come to the point severe. I mean, this thing is real. I saw it real. So what I did, I said, I take authority in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I cast out imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against knowledge of God, talking about me, I'm the child of God. There's some fearful thing that they will brought to my mind. So I have to use that to encounter, just like I love what boxing. It doesn't matter, like if someone hit you, you push away, but you have to counter to hit the person, to knock it down. The same thing with us, like we have to counter with the word of God, because you know our word is the sword of spirit. So when we do that, the devil, he knew that he cannot. I heard one man about talking about Halloween. Halloween, he said that guy, John Ramirez, you know him? John Ramirez.
Yeah.
That guy, he's used to be house apostle of the darkness. Now he become apostle of Jesus Christ. Yes, he talked a lot about that thing. And so he said that he come to the place that he trying to curse people. That's what his job, he go curse people. Now the people like these children, not the children, youth, they're doing praise and worship, and in the community, the purpose of them go there to curse the community. So he knew exactly, because he's a messenger of devil, he knew exactly that how know how to pray. That's how know how to pray. He will not get closer. Now, this guy was singing, he got aggravated from this boy was singing, praising Jesus. And the more he come closer, I mean, the power, he can feel the power come against him. And by the time he get about maybe 10 yards or 12 yards, I forgot exactly, he told me the story. And the power of God hit him, like he just laying like all the way back there and dropped down.
Praise God.
He thought, oh my goodness, this is real power. I thought I had power. This thing is even severe. So he went to the mall. He gained more power. So he returned. And this time he got worse. And he said, what is this God? If you real show me, that's he got saved that night.
Praise God.
So God delivered him from now he's for Jesus, no longer for the messenger of darkness. So we have the power, brothers and sisters. We need to exercise our authority so we can walk in peace regardless. I don't make any decision. If I pray, ask God, if there's no peace, I don't make any decision. I cannot hear him all the time because we all have carnally minded, right? So carnally minded is dead, Romans 8 verse 6, but spiritually mindedness, right? Peace and joy, life and peace. So in order for us, we have to use authority sometimes to exercise a right so we can take authority. I seal the blood of Jesus Christ over my house, over my car. Right now, I do that. God asked me to do so. Wherever you go, instead of praying, God protecting us, we have the right to say, in the name of Jesus, I seal this car or whatever vehicle you're driving with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, your angel before me, behind me, protecting me all the way. So we as a children of God, instead of just begging God, we can take authority. I take authority. I command this any demonic forces against us from here, wherever you go, let you depart from me. So we have the right. When we do that, the angel of the Lord, I believe they're going to go before us. And because angel of the Lord is there to work the seat of salvation, we are the heir of salvation. So we need to exercise in order to stay in peace. Because this time, I tell you, if we listen, I work public every day. I'm in all negative. I say, not me, not me. I have to encounter people say that, oh, you're going to have this. Oh, you're going to have, not me, not me. I have to encounter that. You have to say that. I said, what are you saying? I'm saying, I'm just not me. He said, you're saying, I'm just saying, because they use word you. You that mean me. Yeah, they use pronoun you. You that mean can be me. So I said, not me. You're like, oh, this thing going to happen to you. This thing not going to happen to my business. Not going to happen to my family. Not going to happen to my children. Because the word that the devil used many people, even children of God, if we don't realize we speak whether life or death. So when we focus on that, when we lay on that, and we will not have peace. We will worry when people talk about, oh, right now they said, oh, you are not going to lack a shortage of food. The food going to increase. Oh, my goodness, the gas are increased. So what are we doing that? We try to discount. We are the children of God. Regardless what the gas price. And Jesus said, take no thought by saying. Yeah. Don't say it. When you say it, you agree with enemy. Okay, when we say that, but we have to say it differently so we don't give our enemy access into our life. Let's say this. I want a little bit practical today. Let people say, oh, gas price went up. It's okay. My God will supply all my need according to his riches. God gonna give me some increase. I'm gonna pay for so we can encounter like that. Okay. So I used to be fearful when I see things like bill come to me when I was like, let's say 8, 9, 10 years ago. And when I saw the bill and something come to me more than normal, I'm fearful. Because why? I give to that thing power over me. But now it doesn't matter what bill come to me. I say, Lord, you will cover this. I will pay this off in the name of Jesus. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like my insurance, like go up like 200 per 6 months. I say, in the name of Jesus, I will pay this off. I will not call. I will not worry. Those bills have no power over me now. Because when you trust in God, you see the source. The Lord showed me this. I don't want you to look at the cost. I want you to look at the source. Amen. Okay. It's hard to say. Let's see. Matter of fact, I'm facing right now. I'm doing construction work right now. It's not cheap. Okay. Maybe 140,000, something like that. he asked me, I want to do debt free. He said, I don't want you to focus how much those chairs cost. I want you to focus how much I can supply for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So when we do that, we release the glory of God. We release the provision. We release the grace of God in our life. When we speak, Father, I just thank you. You asked me to do this at your word. I take your word and I believe you are my provider. You are my supplier. I believe in your miracle could happen. I believe you're going to send the right person to do this work. I believe you're going to send me some source of money that I needed. I needed to pay all this thing off. If God give you a word, that's what you should stand for. Instead of like, oh my goodness, what I'm going to pay? Oh, my $100,000. I don't have money in my bank right now. Oh God, what am I going to do? It's not going to do you any good. Father, I just thank you. I rejoice, Lord, because you are God. You created heaven and earth, and you asked me to do this thing, and you want to be glorified in me and through me. I say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice, Father. I think I'm going to give you big report. I'm going to give you glory. That thing when the Lord started moving on our behalf. Instead of like, oh, Lord, this time my insurance mortgage increased $1,000. I said, Father, I thank you this $1,000 being covered, being you are giving me. I don't know somehow, some way, because I'm your child. You're going to protect me. You're going to have that the peace of God continue present. Grandma went to Vietnam. He said, I can't wait to go home. When she go home, the first day, usually like when you go out sea, like from here to Vietnam, It takes a few days you can sleep because different timing in, over there, like day, over here, night, overnight, here, or day over there. So she came back the first night, she slept like a baby. She said, I never have peace that when I go over there. But she didn't know, she understood that the peace of God, the presence of God in her, I release the peace of God. Like in your house, your Father, I thank you, your peace, I welcome you. We have to use our authority to release the peace of God, to release the presence of God in our house, our workplace, everywhere you go. People speak against you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that person speak against me, not against me, against you, Father. Let the fear of God, the terror of God upon their life so they can know that there's God and they can receive you too. They can love you too. And when you pray that, I guarantee you, I have people against me with no reason. I said, let the fear of God, the terror of God upon that person. Guess what? They are in danger. I'm serious. God is protecting, but we have to release. I'm not praying that God take them away. No, I'll let the fear of God. But you remember the children of Canaan were before children of Israel come. They were fearful of them. The terror of God fall upon them. Now we have no power. We have no strength. Everything left because the fear of God upon them. We need to, as a children of God, we have the right to do so. We have the right so we can walk in peace, so we can live in peace, so our children, our family can enjoy it. My daughter, I spank her a lot, and she loved me. Daddy, I miss you. I love you. If she didn't do the right thing, she said, I give her some my vitamin. I don't care. I say, hey, you need some vitamin. We need straight up a little bit here and there. And everywhere I go, Daddy, can you sleep with me tonight? I say, okay, sure. She knew that. She knew we love, we care for him. So the Lord wants us to understand that his love for us never changed. Regardless, we're good or bad. Don't focus on that. He told me a long time ago, Jed, you have nothing good to offer to me. Need the bad. Why you worry your badness, your goodness? You have nothing to offer to me. I love you because I am love. I love you ever. That's what I hold on. If I would share you, what is your foundation with God? Andrew Womack talking about the word of God. For me, is God love me. That's my foundation. Yeah. If God can love like me, if God love me, what he going to do? He going to care for me. Yeah. He going to tell me thing to do. I said, yes, I receive your love. I said, yeah, thank you for loving me. That's what I do. So when I know that he loved me, he going to take care of me. Just I love my child. I take care of her. She doesn't have to worry what I'm going to eat tomorrow, what I'm going to stay, where I'm going to stay, what I'm going to ride. She doesn't know about that thing. Even cross her mind. So why we worry too much? And then we'll also lose our peace and kind of, pain right here, what I'm going to do. One day, grandma called me, Isaac, just recently. Isaac got a lot of, like, pain and fever and vomiting, and she's scared. She called me and said, okay, I'll be home, pick up our son. On the way, I was praising God. I was thanking God. I take authority. I exercise my right and do all the thing. And the Lord reminded me, I'm your healer. Because grandma said, you need to take this boy to hospital. I said, okay. I just say yes to her first. And okay, we'll find out what we're going to do. Fine. On the way home, I'm already doing my battle. I do my thing, exercise my authority. And the Lord reminded me, I'm your healer. You don't need to bring there. I mean, if God wants to tell me to, I will do it. I'm not against that. But hey, we have something right here. We got to do our thing first, and I exercise my right. By the time I got home, the boy already running around. He running around. So I'm like, okay. I lay hand over him and pray over him and speak blessings, speak peace, speak healing to him. And he was running around. Daddy, he's running around. And I pick up my daughter and go home. He's fine. So we need to exercise our authority because God given us if we don't use it. Just like somebody give me money, okay? If I don't use it, I go hungry, right? Today, if I don't go buy food, if I'm not home, if I don't buy food, I'm hungry the same way. God given us Holy Spirit. He gave us his word. We need to spend time with him, spend time his word. But not when we trust in him, we can trust his word. Two things he wants us to do in order to keep ourselves in peace. Every situation I found myself, I mean, this situation is not for me supposed to have peace, but I just enjoy it. I learned that we can free from anything in this world. I found that only through Holy Spirit can cut off all the string attack, whether money or whether the love from people. Sometimes, you know, we love people, we expect people to love us back. Nothing wrong with that, but some people are not so. You know, if you have history with God, God been doing good thing to you, keep remembering the good thing that God has done in you. So that's how you keep God working in our life. You know, recognize that we are children of God. We have favor with God. We have power of God in us. We have Holy Spirit. And He promised us Holy Spirit will teach us all things. I don't know to do the thing that I'm doing right now. But He started showing me this and showed me that. And my wife said, honey, are you ready? Are you sure of this thing? I said, I'm not sure, but He's sure. He's showing us how long He married me, 9 years or so. What you see? You don't see any natural coming. But where was everything you do easily? I said, not me, because the grace of God, the favor of God in us. But what we do, we continue to speak it out. Like I shared last time, if this word you write down, you study, you meditate, you don't speak out, will not work for you. Will not benefit you. So we need to have the word of God, meditate, and then we speak it out, and it will benefit us. And the Lord expects His word to come out. It's not returned to Him voice, right? To accomplish the thing that He sent it to, the thing that He designed, and prosper the thing that He sent it to. That the word of God is supposed to bring fruit in our life, just like the gospel is supposed to produce, peace, joy, prosperity, goodness, produce glad, produce good tithing. It's good supposed to be produced good, right? It's bad supposed to produce bad. So we just need to hold on to the two things the Lord wants us to do. Stay on my focus on Him, trust in Him. I would say that when we trust Him, we can think about Him. So when we don't trust Him, we can't trust His word. So when we trust Him, we trust His word. When we trust His word, we sort of see that His word start working in our life. Man. You know, I never dream up I can speak English like this before. I'm still learning, but I see that the level that the Lord showed me how I can learn, how I can tap into a supernatural, because we are children of God. We are not limited. When we think about our brain, our mind, oh my goodness, I'm 30, I'm 40, how am I going to learn this thing, the new thing, new language, and all kind of learning, all kind of tenses. In my culture, we don't have tenses. One word for the past, one word for the future, that's it. In English, it's like you bought, you buy, you bought, you thought, you thought. Too many things. But the grace of God will give us, because we can access the grace of God. The grace of God, good thing that we can multiply, okay, grace. Also the peace, period, talking about 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, grace can be multiplied. So the Lord wants us to walk in the grace of God, to walk in the peace of God, to live in peace with all kinds of circumstances. So when we lack of peace, we should ask, Lord, I'm lack of peace today. Help me so I can go back to the place where you want me to live. We always can ask His help, because Holy Spirit always there help us to deliver us from any that we agree with our enemy. The Lord wants us to pull out from our enemy so we can walk. Because the kingdom of God work three things: righteousness, peace, joy, and Holy Spirit. If we don't have peace, we don't have joy. Okay, we don't have hope. That means we are not in the kingdom of God, not in system of the kingdom of God working, so to speak. Okay, so every time we find ourselves lack of these three things, is this righteousness? I'm doing righteousness. I'm cheating. Like my work, like I do. God asked me to remove all the bad stuff, put the real, buy the real stuff. This is not righteousness. The Lord showed me have to be righteousness. Have to be good quality. That's the righteousness. You can't cheat. Okay, righteousness, peace. Yeah, everything we do is there peace, is there lack of peace? If there's no peace, don't make decision. Peace, joy, and Holy Spirit. And when you walk in Holy Spirit, the joy should always there. When you lack of joy, you need to consider, okay, why I'm lack of joy? Because you don't have peace, right? We don't have confidence in the Lord. Maybe we're confident. Sometimes we focus too much on doing things. What I'm doing, things who I focus too much. I'm losing my joy. I'm worried right now. So remember that God loves you so much. So John said this, I have known and believed that the love of God for me. So we have to be, that's First John chapter 4, verse 16. And verse 18 says, perfect love casts out fear. So who has perfect love? We have personal? No, only God loves us perfect. So His love, when we dwell, when we live in that kind of caring, kind of love that God has for us, so we can be with living without fear. Because perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He will live in fear that means person who live in fear doesn't understand the love of God for himself. So that's my key word for my life. I live every day. I know God loved me. I have known. You have to be established. You have known and believe, not just know. I have to believe the love of God for you. But when you do that, the rest will fall into a part. The rest, you will have peace. We will have joy. And I believe that's the key John know that God is love, because he said, when I know God is love, I don't care what come against me. They can part me to put in island. He still see the revelation.
Yeah.
So who cares, right? So yeah. When we understand that, I believe that the gospel of the grace of God started manifesting our life and better than we can ever dream of. I can never like, oh, we start doing nails 2 years ago. Now they vote as the best of the best. All the region over there, they voted for the best of the best.
Right.
It's not about me, the grace of God. But I have to do three things. I have to be righteous in my product and everything. God cannot bless me if I do cheating. Because if I do cheating, that means I'm agreeing with the enemy. So be careful what we do. But we always pray, is this the right way? Is it the peace? Is this the righteousness? If there's none of those things, don't participate, because it's going to participate with the kingdom of darkness. And we don't want the devil still kill and destroy. First thing, he kill all peace. And we don't have peace, don't do it, because you know it's going to cause other things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read this verse before we close. If Proverbs 4:20 verse 20 to 22. I think we all know this. I love this. Proverbs 4:20-22. This is really, really my love. My son, attend to my word, incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your heart, from your eyes. I'm sorry. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.